He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not for the 1,214th time, but who's counting? You're not. 244-9234. You can call me today if you want to. That's 244-WBDG. That's here the radio station.
Mackenzie. Good morning.
Kayla.
Good morning.
I butcher all my new hosts. I do. I don't know what so many names, Michaela, and I don't mean no disrespect, but you should see some of the names I call my last host. You know, Georgie, Johnny, Georgia, Jordan. Ask Mr. Easter. I took me a whole year to get the names right. And Cole, back in the corner. How you doing, sir?
Doing good.
Back in the corner. We had last semester, we had two hosts. And I had a man in the corner, too. So I always have a man or a woman in the corner. I got two producers this year. Awesome. Can't do it without my students because we're definitely student produced. I got a guest in the studio, but before I get to my guest, great things happen here at Ben Davis High School. We're going to talk about that stuff and things, and always great things on the West Side, the best side, the best high school in the United States of America, the world. Mackenzie, what's going on with the thing we call the
Tonight, starting at 6 p.m., you can tune in to WBDG to listen to our coverage. Starting at 7 is kickoff. That's Ben Davis at Carmel. We do have a fan bus going. For $6, you can get a ride to the game. You can get a t-shirt and your ticket into the game.
Hey.
And then October 1st, remember that you can begin registering for FAFSA. That is very, very important, especially for all seniors. So do not forget. That is very, very important. October 5th and 6th from 5 to 8 at Ben Davis High School, we're having parent-teacher conferences in the gym. Okay. So make sure you tell your parents, let them know.
Oh, we'll put him on.
Fall break starts from October 8th to October 1st, or October 24th. Sorry, no school.
hey, get that one right.
Yeah, no school for those days. So you kick back, relax, take the time you need, but make sure when you come back that your head's on straight. Put some more work in. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at WBDG. Like us on Facebook at WBDG Indy. You can add our Snapchat at WBDG90.9 or follow us on Instagram at WBDGND.
Hey, information, always something going on here in Wayne Township at Ben Davis High School. And before I get to my guest, we hook him up. But I got a guest in the studio as they work on that. He's awesome. He's a college graduate, and he did go to college. I'm going to find out what college he went to. He's from my hometown of Terrell, Indiana. I could tell you some stories about when we were younger, but that would be a different show. And then I have to leave the school because I'm telling secrets I ain't supposed to tell about this young man over here. But we kind of grew up together from the same hometown. Assistant principal here at Ben Davis High School, Mr. Rodney Smith. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Emerson. Good morning.
Is it sister or is it associate?
Associate.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. The only difference really is when our principal, uh-huh. Squire, is out of the building, then I have to step up and help make this place run.
Speaking of, when she leaves and you run the show, you get paid more money? I'm just trying to get her. I guess that's a no. Ms. Smith, all my student guests, they come on the show. I always ask them, what college are you going to go to? And then the ones that tell me, well, I don't know, I haven't figured it out yet. I always tell them, if you don't go, I'm going to come visit you like Stevie Wonder, or like Sadie Portier, guess what's coming to dinner. Mm-hmm. So, Ben Davis High School, your role in getting our students ready for college. Tell me your role. What is your role here at Ben Davis High School, besides running the school when the principal's not here?
So, my primary role is to help us with our student services department. That includes, of course, our guidance counselors. That includes our attendance office, our clinic, our discipline, which comes through our dean's office. Mm-hmm. And we also have a few other agencies that we partner with, such as the Jobs for American Graduates, which we call JAG, and that works on students in that class work on skills that make them employable or ready for college.
Okay.
So it's a particular group of kids we work with. We also have Cummins Mental Health, Behavior Health Systems here. Mm-hmm. So if our kids are struggling from a social-emotional standpoint, we can put some wraparound services. So we have a lot of different things here to help students be successful and be prepared for that next step. We always say we want you to leave Ben Davis High School prepared to go to college if you so choose, mm-hmm. or prepared to enter the world of work. So we know college isn't for everyone. It mm-hmm. could be a 2 or 4 year degree or additional training in a skill set mm-hmm. like we have in our career center.
Right, right.
I'm sure you've had those folks on where they can leave here with a certification, hit the job market. Some of those kids come out of here making close to $50,000 a year in a skilled trade. So we have just so many opportunities for our kids here to get hooked into something that they want to do.
Right. That brought our guests up to date as to what you do here. Some of the things that you do. I've got some stuff here. Some of the things that you do here at Ben Davis High School. But let's go back in time a little bit. Let's go back in the time when you were in these young people's shoes and going through high school and elementary school, junior high school, et cetera. Did you always want to be in education?
I did. I knew I wanted to be a teacher since I was 7 years old.
At 7 years old, how did you come to that? How did you come to that type of conclusion or that type of thought?
Well, it's a funny story. I was always into music, love music.
Okay.
I became a band director. That's mm-hmm. my passion. So I was around the neighborhood beating on stuff all the time. And the kids in the neighborhood thought that was pretty cool. And mm-hmm. they would ask me to teach them how to do that. And I really liked teaching them how to play hand drums.
Mm-hmm.
And just fell in love with that and thought, hey, I want to do music and I want to teach. What does that mean? And that's how you put those two together. You become a music teacher. So mm-hmm. I became a band director, was a band director for many, many years, taught at all different kinds of levels, and then moved into the field of administration.
Now, I know back in the day, we didn't have as many, I'm definitely telling my age now, didn't have as many distractions as our young people have nowadays as they grow up or they're going to school. But parent involvement back in the day to now, think there's any difference?
I think the parent involvement was it was different. I think parents actually are more involved for longer. I know in my neighborhood, when we got to high school, our parents weren't really that involved.
Mm.
But when they were mm-hmm. involved, it was at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our parents are really more keyed in to what's going on in schools from K-12, K-16. And communicating with instructors, teachers, administration, even at the collegiate level, which was unheard of when I went through college. You never called my parents wouldn't dream about calling a college professor about a grade. But that has become rather normal from what mm-hmm. my peers say at the post-secondary level. So I think in many ways they're tuned in more.
Does the communication help the fact that our young people and our parents are so connected? I mean, between your cell phone, all the Twitter accounts, Facebook, you know, y'all can go on the list, you know, with all the communication devices or communication mediums. Mm-hmm. Think that has helped parents a lot to stay connected?
Yeah. You know, through technology, things have become very transparent. You can go on Indiana Department of Education website and see how we're doing as a school. You can see our attendance rate. You can see our graduation rate. You can see how the kids are doing on their state qualifying exam. You can see SAT, ACT, and you can compare that over a period of time here at Ben Davis High School, but you also can compare it with the rest of the state of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And if you dig a little deeper, you can get into the websites that compares Indiana to other states. So everything is really transparent. Most of the time, it moves really close to real-time mm-hmm. data that we look at by semester, by quarter, by week. So it's really easy for me to go in and see how my kids' schools are doing and how they compare and how they've been doing over time.
That's kind of cool, too, because I know back in the day, I remember some of the stories from I know you got your own, but back in the day, summertime when your parents came to school, you got the parents come to school mad at administration because their child did something. I mean, well, my child didn't do that. My baby, she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't do this. Now you can just watch your child. You can monitor their education. You know what they're doing. You know when they're in school, you know, with the education and with the fact you still can come in with an appointment and check on your child's progress also. So I love all those connections to keep our kids connected because the world has changed since we were young people. And I'm old, speaking for myself, you know, but their challenges have changed also.
Absolutely. Yep.
The challenges have changed also. Now, and Greg, I saw an article, and I hope I can find this article, but some exchange students. Do you get involved with exchange students that come to Ben Davis High School?
Yeah.
How does that program work?
Each year we have about 5 to 8, sometimes 10 exchange students here, and they come from all over the place. Ms. Touré, Linda Touré, works with those students and works with the organization where the students come. This year, I know we have some students from Japan, Italy. Maybe Spain. I'm not sure about that one. But we have students every year. Germany, Norway. Mm-hmm. We've had them from everywhere. So that's a really great opportunity. If I had an opportunity to start a school, it would be mandatory for my students to travel abroad for at least 6 weeks.
Wow.
Because when you go abroad, it gives you another perspective on where you fit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it also lets you love this country at a deeper level because there's no place quite like the United States, that's for sure. So it really broadens a person's perspective. So I would make that mandatory if I possibly could.
I'm going to come back to that, but I'm going to go back to communication. Because here at Ben Davis High School, you can walk around with your cell phone out and on. And that changed in the last couple of years. How is that going?
Well, from the kids' perspective, it's great. From the teacher's perspective, it's not so great. And we're actually working on that piece. So with freedom comes responsibility.
Yes.
So we like our kids to have those items because for some of our kids, it's the tool that we need in our classroom for instruction. So if in some of the classes, a teacher will appoint a fact checker.
Mm-hmm.
And as the lesson goes on, they'll say, hey, you know, Billy fact checker, check that out. Kid will get right on there and say, you know, this is what it says on this site. This is what it says on this site. But the other piece of that is we have teachers giving great information and the kid is listening to music. For some reason, searching for tennis shoes. I'm not sure about that love, but looking for tennis shoes on their phone. So that becomes an instructional piece. And you know, the teachers struggle with that, with having the child put that, the student put that phone away and get that instruction. Then there's pushback. So we're working with our kids to understand, hey, you have all this freedom. There's many times if you're doing a writing assignment where it's just you and your tablet and you're getting the work done, it's perfectly fine to have your earphones in and going listening to that music to relax and journal some things out. But many times there's instruction going on, so it's a little difficult when a kid comes and says to me, they didn't tell me that. I'm like, well, did you have your phone out that day? Well, yeah, well, you got two ears and you had something in both of them, so no, you didn't hear it. So it becomes a little bit challenging for our staff because, like I said, with that freedom comes responsibility. Right. So we're asking our kids to be a little bit more mature.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, maturity is just does your action meet your goals? Mm-hmm. That's all maturity is. So my goal is to get an A in this class. Mm-hmm. So in order to get an A, I have to hear the information. Turn your music off. I think it's pretty simple, but I'm an old guy. That is a pushback that teachers have found. Kids love it because they do have that autonomy and freedom, but we have to work with them to learn the appropriate times for those.
And speaking of learning, one thing I like about Ben Davis High School is the multiple pathways to education, but the fact that Ben Davis still looks outside the box when it as it pertains to bringing individuals into the school to address our students. And I ran across an article on the internet about an organization or a man named, it was called Fran Kick Initiative. And then I went on and looked at his video and looked at his presentation. And after I seen his presentation, I see why you quoted this on the web. And you quote, "The positive feedback from the students and staff that attended the presentation was astounding. It is safe to say that everyone took something with them from the presentation that they can apply to their individual success and the success of our school. The information in your speech and the passion that you demonstrated as you presented the material were exactly what the doctor ordered. As an administrator, I appreciate that you focus on our students, on their efficacy. You helped our students understand that their attitude, dispositions, values, and work ethic can impact their lives, the success of our school, the community, the nation, and indeed the world," end quote. So he made a pretty impression on you.
Yeah, I've known Mr. Kick for many, many years. He actually did a workshop when I was a band director. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was still in college, I believe, and working mm-hmm. with a band where he came in and did some work with us in his, and it really changed the program mm-hmm. through those key points, those key skills and attitudes. He really turned the kids on to being reflective on mm-hmm. their own behaviors, being reflected about their goals and what steps they need to meet those goals, and thinking not only from inside out but outside in. Yeah. What does the world need from me? How can I contribute to the world? Many times, especially as teens, it's what can I, you know, what can everyone do for me? I have that opinion sometimes too.
It's not. Well, yeah.
It's about me, right? So he really does work on those attitudes, those skills, those behaviors that add to our society. So he's awesome. He's very dynamic, very dynamic guy.
Yeah, I clicked on it. I said, oh, man. So I watched it and put it on my book space, bookmarked the website. I said, I got to meet this dude. He was pretty, and his information was right on point. If folks do, like I said, we're all on top of technology when it comes to Facebook, internet, Twitter. And you also have a Twitter account. Oh, it's just a Twitter account. And I noticed, though, and this was interesting, under your name, blessed with family, educator, lover of music, life of purpose, courage. That's pretty cool. If you think about it, and so I got to ask, is that you?
I don't know if it's me yet, but that definitely is my journey. Yeah. I absolutely credit Mr. Lau, who's one of our assistant principals. He mm-hmm. ends everything with courage, because it takes a lot of courage to do the right thing all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do, is the right thing all the time. That takes, you know, sometimes there's people looking at you going, you know, you're mean, right, kids? They're like, no. But it takes a lot of courage to do the right thing all the time. And so I credit Mr. Lau with putting that into me. And I really try to work with the kids to have the courage to do the right thing. Sometimes when you're taking a different path than your peers, mm-hmm. you know, you face some criticism. You might lose some friendships along the way. And that mm-hmm. takes a lot of courage to keep, you know, keep moving on your path, keep doing the things that you need to do to help your self be the everything that you can be. And I'm absolutely a family first person. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it starts with mm-hmm. the family. So I've been very blessed in having a very supportive, wonderful wife and two kids who understand dad's
push the magic button on that one, y'all. That's a magic button action. Yeah. Yeah.
Two kids who understand dad's work and let me do the things I need to do. And you know, sometimes I have to get away from here and go support them too, or mm-hmm. I wouldn't be a good father. So, and those are the things I want our kids to, I think I need to model mm-hmm. what it is to be a professional, what it is to be an educator, what it is to be a member of the community. So, you know, I try to get that work-life balance so that the students here can say, you know, yeah, I've seen Mr. Smith. He's with his kids. He's with his wife. We'll be at the play tonight, the mm-hmm. whole family. So the theater kids will see mm-hmm. that family is important. So
it's important that how you talk about the theater. How important is it for the teachers to be seen supporting the students at student events?
We should ask the students, right? I believe from everything I know about kids, they're really excited when they see their teachers there and see them in a different role than the academic piece. Mm-hmm. You know, they see them in their extracurriculars and their co-curricular activities. It's pretty neat. You can see their faces light up. Oh, Mr. Smith, how'd you like it? You know, they mm-hmm. want your feedback, and they just want to know that you're there and that you understand them as an individual. Mm-hmm. This is something that they like, and you come to see what they like, and that means a lot. So we encourage our teachers to come out and see our kids in their different activities. They get free sports passes. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing a tailgate for staff and families at our senior night, our last home football game, where we'll do a cookout, and they'll get to come and see the kids mm-hmm. play. And as we win our game that evening, I think we play – Lawrence Central that evening.
Okay.
So as we beat Lawrence Central that evening, we'll be able to celebrate that together. So it's very important for our teachers to see our kids. The kids appreciate it a lot.
You've been as an educator for a number of years, and I got about 5 minutes left. I wish I could do a robo bid on this. But signs that you might want to rethink being a teacher, not you, but are these true signs that you might want to rethink your career? The teacher doesn't listen to the students when they ask the question, or simply doesn't provide any time for the students to ask questions.
I can't imagine that. So,
but if you're an educator and you can't do that, any time to find another job?
I would believe so. I would believe so. Absolutely. That's what we're here to do.
And if a teacher looks at his or her job as a paycheck and a series of vacations from working, you need to find another job.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
Oh, wish I can do a robo. The teacher looks at the administrators as people who are constantly finding ways to intrude on his or her life rather than helping him or her become a successful teacher.
Yeah, fortunately, we have great administration and teachers have great relationships here at Ben Davis High School. I mean, I know my teachers very mm-hmm. well, to a personal level. So we have great communication. Mm-hmm. So that's not something we deal with.
Got to find that job.
It isn't.
If the teacher looks at the students as an obstacle, as they need to deal with on a daily basis, you guys are an obstacle. You're in my way. That takes me to find a job.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I could have done robo bed on those. It would have been so much funny. But, you know, the teacher's job is not easy. And you talk about courage. I always said that law enforcement and teachers should be some of the highest paid positions in the world, because the law enforcement, they put their lives on the line every single day. Teachers put their lives in front of young people every day to mold them to be successful adults. You know, and then you put your heart and soul into it. You do. And you take it home. I'm just saying. I just said, you teachers, educators, administrators, they take that stuff home. You can't cut it off. You don't cut it off. I know you don't.
You're correct.
You can't cut it off. You can't.
I can't argue with you.
You can't cut it off. I know young people keep us all young, for sure. And so my hat goes off to teachers, educators, ministers all over the world. Push the magic button for my teachers, because I love my teachers. Because. 2 minutes left. What can you share with my audience, with my students and their parents, on how to basically continue to have a great year? What's some advice to them?
Yeah, well, first I wanted to invite the parents to parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, yeah.
PTC. October 5th and 6th from 5 to 8. It'll be held in our gymnasium. You'll be able to see and talk to all of your students' teachers, mm-hmm. And ask those great questions, how they're doing academically, how they're doing socially, how are they compared to other students who are their age. Those are mm-hmm. great questions to ask. Ask about the curriculum. So, you know, how does this curriculum meet state standards, and does it prepare them for that next step? Mm-hmm. So that would be great for our parents to do, to tap in a little deeper mm-hmm. and get to see the faces and know those teachers. But I would encourage the students to remember their goals. It's very You know, this world is a very busy world at this point. But remember your goals and move towards those goals every day. And we call that discipline, right? Mm-hmm. Discipline is doing those things that get you to your goal. Mm-hmm. It's discipline's not being in trouble. It's doing the work that you need to meet your goal. So keep those things in front of you and be disciplined about that work. And keep striving for those goals. And always, always, always ask questions.
Wow.
Always ask questions. I don't know how many questions I ask a day, and I've been to college, but I ask a lot of questions every day, and that's what helps me get through my job.
Awesome. Well, you do what you do, you do it right. People notice out there in the world, outside Ben Davis and inside Ben Davis. So keep up doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you. High five.
All right.
Time to get the kids back to class. So to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. Thank you, Mr. Smith. But you know what? The key is this. If you teach them to be investors, to give out. They help themselves, they help others. What you give out, what you're going to be getting. Giving back. So remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, be a copycat like Mr. Smith. Just copy the right cat. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Mr. Smith, I still can't stand sagging. It drives me up. It gives me a conniption. I just can't stand it. Worse than a young person sagging is an old man sagging. An old man. I hate seeing the older people sag. Don't make no sense. It just don't make no sense. Pull them up. Just pull your pants up. It ain't a fatty anymore. It's past. It's over. It's out. That was what left the building. But the views of special schools are nice and the views of MD. That's right. They're my views. They're not the views of WBDG. They're not the views of MD of Wayne Township or Giant 90.9. They're views of my and my guests. So until next week, who I got next week? Who's coming in the hot seat? We don't know. It'd be somebody. It'd be an educator. It'd be a student. It'd be a teacher. It'd be a business leader. We don't know. Because issues involve the teachers, students, and the parents. And we're talking about it here on School Talk. So see you next week on School Talk.